Day 6.
事物介绍。一，听下面五个句子，请你根据所听到的内容，填写出下面句子所缺的信息，读两遍。
Number 1. The elephant is one of Thailand's symbols.
The elephant is one of Thailand's symbols.
Number 2. The police station is between the restaurant and the hospital.
The police station is between the restaurant and the hospital.
Number 3. Talent shows are getting more and more popular.
Talent shows are getting more and more popular.
Number 4. PEP High School has big classrooms, fantastic teachers, and an excellent sports center.
PEP High School has big classrooms, fantastic teachers, and an excellent sports center.
Number 5. Some robots are very human-like. They can walk and dance like people.
Some robots are very human-like. They can walk and dance like people.
Number 2. 听下面四段短对话，请你根据所听到的内容，填写出下面短对话所缺的信息，读两遍。
Number 1. What's the best movie theater?
Sun Cinema. It's the cheapest.
But I think Moon Theater has the most comfortable seats. What's the best movie theater?
Sun Cinema. It's the cheapest.
But I think Moon Theater has the most comfortable seats. Number 2. What are you reading, Ken?
The Old Man and the Sea by Hemingway.
Wow, now I know why you're so good at writing stories. What are you reading, Ken?
The Old Man and the Sea by Hemingway.
Wow, now I know why you're so good at writing stories. Number 3. Zipper is a great invention. When was it invented, Mike?
It was invented in 1893.
Zipper is a great invention. When was it invented, Mike?
It was invented in 1893.
Number 4. Look, this restaurant looks interesting. The sign says a rock band plays here every evening.
Maybe we can come here for dinner later. Let's ask what time the band starts.
Look, this restaurant looks interesting. The sign says a rock band plays here every evening.
Maybe we can come here for dinner later. Let's ask what time the band starts.
Sam.听下面五段长对话，请你根据所听到的内容，填写出下面长对话所缺的信息，读两遍。
Number 1. What do you think about the story of Yugong, Miller?
I think it's really interesting. Yugong found a good way to solve his problem.
Really? It doesn't seem very possible to move a mountain.
But the story is trying to show us that anything is possible if you work hard. Yugong kept trying and didn't give up.
Well, I still don't agree with you. I think we should try to find other ways to solve a problem.
But what could Yugong do instead of moving the mountains?
Well, there are many other ways. For example, he could build a road that's better and faster than moving a mountain. What do you think about the story of Yugong, Miller?
I think it's really interesting. Yugong found a good way to solve his problem.
Really? It doesn't seem very possible to move a mountain.
But the story is trying to show us that anything is possible if you work hard. Yugong kept trying and didn't give up.
Well, I still don't agree with you. I think we should try to find other ways to solve a problem.
But what could Yugong do instead of moving the mountains?
Well, there are many other ways. For example, he could build a road that's better and faster than moving a mountain. Number two. Do you know how long the Great Wall is, Jim?
If we're only talking about the parts from the Ming Dynasty, it's about 8,850 kilometers long. This makes it the longest wall in the world.
Wow, that's amazing. Why did the ancient emperors build the wall?
The main reason was to protect their countries. As you can see, it's quite tall and wide. As far as I know, there are no man-made objects as big as this.
Is Ba Da Ling part of the Ming Great Wall?
Yes, it's the most famous part.
Do you know how long the Great Wall is, Jim?
If we're only talking about the parts from the Ming Dynasty, it's about 8,850 kilometers long. This makes it the longest wall in the world.
Wow, that's amazing. Why did the ancient emperors build the wall?
The main reason was to protect their countries. As you can see, it's quite tall and wide. As far as I know, there are no man-made objects as big as this.
Is Ba Da Ling part of the Ming Great Wall?
Yes, it's the most famous part.
Number three. Steve, have you decided yet which book to write about for English class?
Yes, Little Women. I've already finished reading it.
Wow, you're fast. What's it about?
It's about four sisters growing up. It was really good, so I couldn't put it down. Which book did you choose?
I chose Treasure Island, but I haven't finished reading it yet. I'm only on page 25.
You should hurry up. The book report is due in 2 weeks.
Yes, I know. I'll read quickly. Steve, have you decided yet which book to write about for English class?
Yes, Little Women. I've already finished reading it.
Wow, you're fast. What's it about?
It's about four sisters growing up. It was really good, so I couldn't put it down. Which book did you choose?
I chose Treasure Island, but I haven't finished reading it yet. I'm only on page 25.
You should hurry up. The book report is due in 2 weeks.
Yes, I know. I'll read quickly. Number four. China is famous for tea, right?
Yes, both in the past and now.
Where is tea produced in China?
Well, in many different areas. For example, Anxi and Hangzhou are widely known for their tea.
How is tea produced?
Well, as far as I know, when the leaves of tea plants are ready, they are picked by hand and then are sent for processing.
China is famous for tea, right?
Yes, both in the past and now.
Where is tea produced in China?
Well, in many different areas. For example, Anxi and Hangzhou are widely known for their tea.
How is tea produced?
Well, as far as I know, when the leaves of tea plants are ready, they are picked by hand and then are sent for processing. Number 5. Hi, Carol. Wow, what are those?
Oh, these are some of the interesting inventions that I'm writing about for my English homework.
I see. What's that, then?
They are shoes with lights. You can use them for seeing in the dark when you get up at night.
Oh, that's a cool idea. I always hit my toe against something on the way to the bathroom at night.
Next is a special ice cream scoop. This is my favorite invention. It runs on electricity and becomes hot.
I know what it's for. It's used for serving really cold ice cream.
Yes, that's right. The last invention I'm going to write about is shoes with special heels. You can move the heels up and down.
That's so interesting. Hi, Carol. Wow, what are those?
Oh, these are some of the interesting inventions that I'm writing about for my English homework.
I see. What's that, then?
They are shoes with lights. You can use them for seeing in the dark when you get up at night.
Oh, that's a cool idea. I always hit my toe against something on the way to the bathroom at night.
Next is a special ice cream scoop. This is my favorite invention. It runs on electricity and becomes hot.
I know what it's for. It's used for serving really cold ice cream.
Yes, that's right. The last invention I'm going to write about is shoes with special heels. You can move the heels up and down.
That's so interesting.
Sì. 听下面三段独白，请你根据所听到的内容填写出下面独白所缺的信息，读两遍。
Number one. In many countries, people have birthday cakes with candles. The number of candles is the person's age. The birthday person must make a wish and blow out the candles.If he or she blows out all the candles in one go, the wish will come true. In the UK, people sometimes put a candy in a birthday cake. The child with the candy is lucky. In China, it is getting popular to have birthday cakes on the birthday. But many people still eat long noodles for their birthday. They never cut up the noodles becausethe long noodles are a symbol of long life. In some places, Chinese people also eat eggs on their birthday. They are a symbol of life and good luck.
In many countries, people have birthday cakes with candles. The number of candles is the person's age.The birthday person must make a wish and blow out the candles. If he or she blows out all the candles in one go, the wish will come true. In the UK, people sometimes put a candy in a birthday cake. The child with the candy is lucky. In China, It is getting popular to have birthday cakes on the birthday, but many people still eat long noodles for their birthday. They never cut up the noodles because the long noodles are a symbol of long life. In some places, Chinese people also eat eggs on their birthday. They are a symbol of life and good luck.
Number 2. The telephone was invented by Alexander Graham Bell. He was born in 1847. Mr. Bell worked on the invention of the telephone with Thomas Watson. In 1875, Mr. Bell learned how to send musical notes through an instrument similar to a telephone. Finally, the telephone was invented in 1876. The first sentence that said on the telephone by Mr. Bell was, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you." Today, the telephone is used around the world.
The telephone was invented by Alexander Graham Bell. He was born in 1847. Mr. Bell worked on the invention of the telephone with Thomas Watson. In 1875, Mr. Bell learned how to send musical notes through an instrument similar to a telephone. Finally, the telephone was invented in 1876. The first sentence that said on the telephone by Mr. Bell was, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you." Today, the telephone is used around the world.
Number 3. Have you ever been to Singapore? For thousands of tourists from China, this small island in Southeast Asia is a wonderful and safe place to take a holiday. On the one hand, more than 3/4 of the population are Chinese, so you can simply speak Putonghua a lot of the time. On the other hand, Singapore is an English-speaking country, so it's also a good place to practice your English.
Have you ever been to Singapore? For thousands of tourists from China, this small island in Southeast Asia is a wonderful and safe place to take a holiday. On the one hand, more than 3/4 of the population are Chinese, so you can simply speak Putonghua a lot of the time. On the other hand, Singapore is an English-speaking country, so it's also a good place to practice your English.